Good evening. It is February the 4th, 2010, and I am happy to bring you another addition to the series that I've been doing, A Return to Historic Christianity. And today we're going to talk about expelling the person who professes to be a Christian, yet refuses to repent of their sins. The text we're going to use tonight is from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and I will begin at the 9th verse. I have written you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers, or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now, I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. Don't even eat with these people. And then he goes on to say, what business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked man from among you. Now, I wasn't going to go any further with Mr. Roderick Edwards from Indianapolis, Indiana, a man who claims to be a Reformed Presbyterian. And as you look at the screenshot that's embedded in this, in the body of the posting, in the circular at Puritan Board, a interactive website and forum, Roderick has RPCNA. That stands for Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America. Now, I want you to hear a brief 25-second audio clip from an interview that Roderick did toward the end of 2007 when he finally left hyperpreterism. This interview was conducted with Pastor Gene Cook Jr., and you can listen now.
Novice full preterist. I have not been just a novice full preterist, but I have been really steeped into it.
Mm-hmm.
So my departure is not a light thing.
15 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, 15 years. Before that, I was for about 15 years, I was an independent fundamental Baptist,
mm-hmm.
very much so. And then for about 10 years, probably a Reformed Presbyterian is what I identified myself as.
Okay, that's not so bad, is it? We have a guy who left hyperpreterism after 15 years as a teacher, by the way. You know, he likes to paint the picture that yesterday, at least on his blog, that's what you want to call it, his attack site, that he was the victim. He was raped. A couple months before, he said he wasn't a victim. So we don't ever know really which is it. That's one of the problems with Roderick. It's like his statement at the end to Pastor Gene Cook Jr., where he says that he's a Reformed Presbyterian. That's what he identifies himself with. And he's told other people that. In fact, the screenshot that you can see in the body of the podcast notes and on my blog, you'll see in circles where I've circled RPCNA. And that stands for Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America. Now, Roderick identifies with them. And that's fine. The Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America are a solid, Christian, Bible-believing, and Bible-enforcing belief system. They are. They're a great denomination. I don't have any problems with them. They adhere to the Westminster Confessions. They're very strong about those things. They take Christianity very seriously in these churches within that denomination, and God bless them. I asked Roderick on his blog, and I'm not the only one. Two or three other people have asked Roderick, who's your pastor? Who are you accountable to? And his reply was, oh, I'm a Reformed Presbyterian, and I'm accountable to these pastors, and they know about my ministry and support me, or something to that effect. But yet he never would tell us who his pastor was. Well, I was contacted by a pastor very familiar with Roderick Edwards from the Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America, who say that Roderick Edwards was never a member of the Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America. He had attended there for some time, some years, attended, didn't take part in anything, attended, and caused trouble because he was a hyper-preterist, and he was asked to leave. And rightly so. In 2007, after Roderick Edwards decided to leave hyperpreterism for whatever reason, he returned to the church that had evicted him or excommunicated him or sent him away, asked him to go find somewhere else to worship, and he repented of his views, and they were reconciled. He attended for one or two more weeks, and then they never saw him again. But yet, he's claiming to be a member of the Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America. He's done that at the Puritan Board, which is a debate type forum, and he's passing himself off as this. This pastor assured me that this should not be the case. In fact, he said he has no knowledge of where he worships or even if he worships. Any mention of the Reformed Presbyterian Churches of North America in connection with him and his controversies gives the impression we are somehow involved with him and his ministry, which is simply not the case. He's lying. He's even now lying about the denomination he claims to belong to. Now he's really out there on a limb now, isn't he? Now I've presented more evidence that he is a liar and a hypocrite, and I'm not the only one who's done so. And yet people still seem to want to fellowship with him in a spiritual way. That's not historical Christianity whatsoever. The Apostle Paul was very specific here. He said, expel the wicked man from among you. And what type of wicked man did he ask to expel or demand that they expel? Anyone who calls himself a brother but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. That's how serious these folks were in historic Christianity. Or that's how serious God is about these types of people. You know, bad company always corrupts good character. There's not a Christian denomination on the planet, after knowing these things about Roderick Edwards, would ever allow him to remain a member of their congregation or in their assembly. He would have to be excommunicated. The reformers that Roderick likes to bounce out there whenever he's trying to make a case or make himself look like he knows what he's talking about would have nothing to do with him. In fact, they felt and believed that if you weren't an active part of a body of people, a body of believers, then you could not be considered a Christian. These folks like Calvin and Luther would have kicked him to the curb. The Apostle Paul, in around 50 AD, when Christianity was just beginning, would have demanded that the church that allowed him to worship in that church, him meaning Roderick Edwards, Paul would demand that Roderick be expelled from the community. Off you go. Expel the wicked man from among you. And I know this sounds bad. We're using Roderick as an example, but he's the best one. Believe me, I've had this information for a long time. There are people that I've shared this with when I received it, so that they knew not to involve themselves with this man spiritually. We have to take these things seriously if we want to return to historic Christianity. We have to adopt these attitudes and mindsets of that early church. We have to do what the Bible commands us to do. Not some second and third century church father, but one of the original fathers of the church, one of the original founders of the church, the Apostle Paul. Expel the wicked man from among you. You don't allow these people into your life. As I said, bad company corrupts good character. Roderick Edwards has a corrupting influence on people. He just does. It's proven. Read the Hyperpreterist Times or News or whatever the heck it is, and you'll see that Brian Simmons, his cohort and his accomplice in sin, the person who covers his sin and hypocrisy on a daily basis, has completely adopted this man's heresy method, or heresy exposing method, and it has nothing to do with the Bible. Roderick Edwards is a wicked man. He's a slanderer. He's a liar. He's a proven liar. It's documented. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up at all. And I have plenty more than this. My friends, this is not a case of Roderick attacked me last night and now I'm going to dump on him. If I really didn't like, or if I really wanted to harm this guy, I would have produced this a long time ago. See, I've known this. That's why I expelled him from amongst me. I didn't want anything to do with this man. Because I want to return to the mindset of those early historic Christians. Don't you? And if you do, that's what you have to do. If you have one of these types of people in your spiritual places, or in your houses of worship, or doing spiritual things with him, or men like him, and you don't expel these people, you're in violation of the scriptures, my friend. You are not adopting historic Christianity, and I please wish that you would take the name of Christianity out of your mouth, because you can't be a Christian and associate spiritually with people like this. All right, I'm going to close this short audio with the words, once again, of Roderick Edwards. Pay careful attention to the end of that 25-second clip where he tells everyone he's a Reformed Presbyterian, and the reality is that that's only in his mind, because they want nothing to do with him, nor do they even have him on the rolls ever. He's never been a member of the Reformed Presbyterian churches of North America. Good night.
Just a novice full preterist. I have not been a novice full preterist, but I have been really steeped into it.
Mm-hmm.
So my departure is not a light thing.
15 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, 15 years. Before that, I was for probably 15 years, I was an independent fundamental Baptist,
mm-hmm.
very much so. And then for about 10 years, probably a Reformed Presbyterian is what I identified myself as.